Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For a man who called the game for CBS television, is also called National Football League games, NBA, and I believe, I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, then Spiro, please correct me, but the answer to the trivia question, who masterfully took over for Chick Hearn handling Lakers broadcast Indeed. After the great Laker legend moved on? Spiro, I thought you were amazing, and I'm going back about 10 years, but that was a job that people said nobody wanted because who could replace right. Chick Hearn? But you did a fantastic job.
Well, I appreciate that, guys, very much. Good to be with you. There was actually a little bit of a buffer in between myself and Chick. After Chick passed away, Paul Sunderland took over TV.
Right.
Joe Myers was the radio guy. And then
that's right. Okay.
Joel slid over to TV, and then they hired me.
Joel Myers. Okay. But you were, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hired me out of obscurity. People were like, who the hell is Spiro?
Obscurity. Yeah. Well, we all have to start in obscurity, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah. But it was amazing. Amazing 6 years.
Did a great job. Really, really nice. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts were on the game Saturday night. Obviously, you've seen plenty of National Football League. Everybody wants to know, how does this compare? What were your thoughts?
I got to tell you guys, I was, when we first heard about the league, there was skepticism. Yeah, we've seen this before. Can it possibly be viable? Is there really an appetite for it? And what kind of quality football would it be? Because at the end of the day, it comes down to the product on the field. And I got to say, one game in, we were super impressed.
Yeah.
Not only with what we saw on the field, but the energy in the stadium. I think San Antonio is a place where there's a real thirst and a real void for professional football. And I think one of the smart things the Alliance has done is the cities that they have picked are all kind of in the same boat. Obviously, we know about San Diego, still kind of reeling a little bit after the departure of the Chargers. All of the cities, most of them are not pro towns, with the exception of Atlanta. Arizona obviously has the Cardinals, but I really think that they were careful in the cities that they picked, and we were super impressed. And there's so many parts of the Alliance, guys. I don't know how much you want to get into it, but the salary structure, every player in the league earns the same money. Every player gets health benefits for them and their entire family. Mm-hmm. There's a scholarship program for players. For every year that they play in the Alliance, they have one full year tuition paid for either an undergraduate if they haven't finished college, or their master's, PhD, if they have finished their undergrad. So they really, the infrastructure of this league was something that really, really impressed me. They've really left no stone unturned, and they've got NFL people running things, led by Bill Polian, the Hall of Famer, who, walks into a room and commands instant respect in the football world. So who knows if they succeed long term, but I really think that they've taken the right first steps.
Spiro, as you said, a lot of NFL, former NFL coaches, former NFL execs participating in the AAF. Big picture wise, what do the guys who started the AAF think of, how do they compare this to the NFL? Is it supposed to be like a minor leagues of the NFL, or is it supposed to be an alternative to the NFL?
They look at things, their goal in terms of what Bill Polian told us is that within the next 3 to 5 years, they want to be approached by the NFL to where the NFL says, look, we want to be affiliated with you directly. We want to be partners, to where the Alliance is basically a developmental league
right.
for the NFL.
Gotcha.
Kind of a minor league system where, guys, practice squad guys can maybe be sent, instead of just kind of languishing on a practice squad where they barely get any reps and, running with the scout team, they go to the Alliance and they actually get meaningful game reps, which is just something you can't duplicate.
Right.
And, it was interesting. We met with a couple of the players from both of the teams before this game last week. And Kenneth Farrell, who you guys know, played for the Chargers a couple of years, going back to 2016. he said, look, if it comes down again to where I have to decide whether I want to go to play for some team on their practice squad or sign a contract to play in the Alliance, you know, this is going to be something I'm going to rather do, because when you're a practice squad guy in the NFL, you get such little opportunity to show what you can do. This obviously is something completely different. You're playing on a team, you're putting stuff on film, and you're playing in a game. And it's, you know, and now you get to earn a decent living as well. Obviously, it's not the money you're going to make in the NFL, but, you know, let's face it, a lot of these guys know that it's unrealistic for them to think that they're going to have 5, 6, 7, 8 year careers in the NFL. This becomes a pretty good secondary option with the health benefits and all the other stuff that we talked about.
Yeah, good stuff. Spiro Dedus is with us from CBS. Not only broadcasts NFL, did the AAF game, the First Fleet game. He also covers the NCAA basketball tournament. Yeah. I hear him everywhere. And that's because he's really, really good. Outstanding play-by-play guy. Spiro, the players...
Guys, I'm going to hire you to do my PR.
Okay.
we wouldn't turn you down.
Well, I'm just jealous because I dabble in my play-by-play here in San Diego. But, I mean, my goodness, I think you've just done amazing, especially with your age. How old are you now? 30?
I appreciate it. I'm getting old, man. I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, you're really old. incredible. The players in this league, to me, like I did a lot of arena football games, and they all had the same kind of dream. You know, okay, I want to get back, you know, maybe get some stuff on tape, maybe get a chance to go back to the NFL or get a chance in the NFL. And a couple of guys from the Arena League, I think most notably Kurt Warner, ended up making it and having success. Do you get the same feel from these guys that it's like this is just a great opportunity for them to be seen and, you know, to keep the dream alive?
100%. That's exactly what this league is. You know, we met with so many people this last weekend. It was funny. You mentioned Kurt Warner. Kurt was actually hosting our pregame show, and just to hear him talk before we went on the air, he was like, man, these guys are me, you know, 15, 20 years ago, however long it was. And he just would not stop talking about how excited he was for these players who now have this league to use as a stepping stone, either to get back to the NFL or to get there for the first time. And, you know, Ron Brooks, who was a defensive back for San Diego, a guy who we sat down with, is an unbelievable guy, former fourth-round pick of the Buffalo Bills, 5, 6 years in the league, had a devastating quad injury, spent the last couple of years rehabbing. The Alliance is now his way to take a step back, potentially to getting to the NFL. And he got emotional in talking with us the night before the game on Friday of how special and unique an opportunity this is for him. These guys are so appreciative for this league. I'm telling you, that the more people we speak to, the more I learn about this league, the more impressed I am with what it is and kind of what it stands for. But the talent level, guys, is pretty legit. I mean, it started going to practice and watching them. They look like NFL players. They're big and strong and fast. They're talented. And I think the more practice time and the more game time they get together, I think the quality of the play will improve as well.
Spiro, one more question before you get out of here. We know you got to let you go. On the broadcast side, what did you think about the listen in the feature of the replay officials?
Unbelievable.
That seemed really cool.
The first time we went to it, we all kind of looked at each other and went, wow, that's cool. I mean, that should be in an NFL broadcast. Yeah. And that's the other part of this. I think they're using different things and they're experimenting with different parts of the technology, stuff that they may want to implement in the NFL, whether it's the instant replay, whether it's the Sky Judge who they're using in the Alliance as a direct response to what happened in the playoff game with New Orleans to kind of protect against any egregious officiating mistakes. I think that's something we're going to see in the league the next couple of years. So that's the other part of this. It's kind of a testing ground for stuff that we're going to see in the NFL, and some of them very quickly, you know, could be stuff that we see in the NFL rule book as early as next season. So there's so many aspects of this Alliance, guys, that is going to have a direct correlation to what we see in the NFL.
Spiro, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know you're very busy, but nice catching up with you. It's a good time. I've never had a chance to talk with you before, but honestly, I wasn't – not lying. I really have enjoyed your work and all your stuff over the last 15 years. And keep up the good stuff, and hopefully we'll catch up with you a little later on down the road.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed it. Really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.